The National Basketball Association's six-month-long run-up to the playoffs has begun. It's called the regular season. The biggest change from last season is the move of superstar center Shaquille O'Neal from the Western Conference Los Angeles Lakers to the Eastern Conference Miami Heat. And joining us now, as he does most Fridays, to discuss sports and the business of sports is Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back.
Hey, Robert.
Does Shaquille O'Neal's move shift the balance of power in the NBA?
It shifts the balance of attention, certainly, because Shaq, with his hugeness, wherever he goes, he draws fans and he draws media and he draws attention. But the strong teams are still out west. San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, Memphis even. You can go down the list. There are five or six that will challenge anybody in the East.
But the Miami Heat, with Shaquille O'Neal, a team to consider?
Absolutely. And Shaquille is determined to make the Lakers look bad after this trade. He lost weight. He's embraced the city of Miami, South Beach Shaq he's become. And he sniped at Kobe and the Lakers in the offseason. He'd love to get into the finals and find the Lakers there. Don't think that'll happen, but Miami does have a shot in the East. They are off to a good start. They won their first two games last night. Shaq's new partner, second-year guard Dwayne Wade, scored 28 points to Shaq's 19 in their home opener in Miami. And it was the biggest crowd ever for the Miami Heat.
And the player the Los Angeles Lakers decided to keep and build their future around, Kobe Bryant?
Well, he's a talented player. Nobody disputes that. The question is whether this was the right move from a basketball perspective. Kobe's reputation was tarnished after that sexual assault case in Colorado. And in basketball terms, his feud with O'Neal and with former coach Phil Jackson also helped bring down his reputation a little bit. On the other hand, he's much younger, which is the main motivation for keeping him and building a team around him. The supporting cast that he's got now is a lot better than a lot of people think, but I don't think it'll be good enough to do much damage out west. Look at the first two games of the season. In the opener, Kobe was very selfless. The Lakers won. Last night, Kobe scored 38 points, but the Lakers were trounced. The rest of the team made just 11 of 47 shots.
All those good teams in the West, but the team that won the NBA championship last year was from the East, the Detroit Pistons, who beat Los Angeles. Can they do it again?
I think they can. They're pretty much the same team, maybe a bit better if the offseason addition of power forward Antonio McDice pans out. He's been injured a lot in recent years. They should coast through the regular season. They should win at least 60 of the league's 82 games. The Indiana Pacers, though, were very young, very talented. They're the biggest threat. Miami is probably number three. One team that I think will be on the sidelines is the New Jersey Nets. They reached the finals in the NBA two of the last 3 years, but they let three players go for salary reasons, and the big star who's left behind, Jason Kidd, is very unhappy, though I don't think this is a bad business strategy. They're giving up for a couple of years until they move across the river to Brooklyn.
Argentina won the Olympic gold medal this summer. I guess we're going to see more and more players from foreign countries in the NBA this year.
A record 81 international players made rosters this season. That's almost 20% of the league. The NBA played two preseason games in China, showcasing Yao Ming, the big Chinese star in the Houston Rockets. And the first player from Japan has made an NBA roster. His name is Yuta Tabuse, and he's 5'9" tall. He's a huge story in Japan. He played 10 minutes and scored 7 points in his first game in the NBA this week. The newspaper Asahi he called it a stunning debut.
Okay, thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Robert.
Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.